count to 10 really quickly. Can you count?
Yes, you want me to count out? Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
one,
perfect.
One, two. You have it?
I do. And whenever you're ready, I'll count you in.
Okay, great. I'm ready.
Okay, in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. December 12th, which we've known as 12-12-12 of this year, and December 21st and 22nd of 2012, are dates that we've been hearing about for decades. Since harmonic convergence, which took place in August 15th through the 17th, 1987, people have intuitively sensed the importance of this moment in time and predicted everything under the sun. Speculation has run the gamut, including everything from the end of the world to the instant manifestation of heaven on earth. But what should we realistically expect? That's what we're going to talk about today. This is a cosmic moment during which we must perpetually remember that the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. We need to be open and receptive to this opportunity. So listen to your heart and respond according to the inner guidance of your heart through this very important month. Remember that you and I have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity who have not yet awakened to the urgency of the hour. So today I'm going to share with you some information that will give you the opportunity to add to the light of the world in wondrous ways. As you listen to this program, know that you're joining in consciousness with light workers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We are functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, which is your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you're going to bless humanity and all life. And we'll work together to heal the maladies that are not only manifesting in your life, but on the planet as well. Now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame and expanding into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. This force field of love is creating a grid around the planet, a grid of divine love that is known as the bridge to freedom, over which this earth is ascending out of our long exile of darkness into the infinite realms of God's perfection. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. As I mentioned, December 12th and December 21st and 22nd are dates that we've been hearing about since harmonic convergence in 1987. Speculation has run the gamut of what can happen during these important days, and people are declaring everything from the end of the world to the instant manifestation of heaven on earth. But what I'd like to talk about today is what we can realistically expect. In truth, for the past 25 years, since the quantum leap of energy, vibration, and consciousness that the Earth and humanity experienced during harmonic convergence. We have been through myriad influxes of light. These influxes have included rare celestial alignments, incredible solar and lunar eclipses, very powerful solar flares, and literally hundreds of global activities of light that were orchestrated through the unified efforts of both embodied light workers and the Company of Heaven. Each and every one of these events bathed the earth in divine light and accelerated the frequency of vibration in humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies at an atomic cellular level. Many people were consciously aware of these influxes of light, but the vast majority of people evolving on this planet went through these identical experiences without any conscious awareness at all. The influx of light that we will experience on December 12th and December 21st and 22nd will be infinitely more powerful than anything we have previously experienced. But each of our I Am presences has been preparing our bodies to withstand this light for 25 years. The children, over the past few decades, have been born with an ingrained capacity to assimilate this light. So all is in readiness. All we have to do in order to be the instruments of God that we are destined to be during this cosmic moment on Earth is stay focused in our hearts. Then we will be the open door for the light of God that will birth this planet and all her life into the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. What people will experience on a tangible level will be unique for each person. Some people will be very aware of the shift of energy, vibration, and consciousness that has occurred within them. Other people will initially be oblivious to any changes, but as time goes on and they assimilate the light, they will know that something has dramatically shifted within them. Day by day, they will begin to see with new eyes and hear with new ears as their consciousness shifts and they awaken to higher levels of divine truth. Since the divinely inspired prophecies of old indicated that during these times there would be two Earths, there are many people who are still predicting that with the birth of the new Earth, which will occur during December 21st and 22nd, the old Earth will pass away, resulting in millions of people not making the shift to the new Earth. The Company of Heaven wants all of us to know that that phase of the divine plan has been averted. I want you to please assimilate the following information through the flame of illumined truth, which is resonating in your heart through your I Am presence. The beings of light have clearly stated that the only reason a potential negative outcome is revealed through divine prophecy is to show humanity what will occur if we continue our present course of behavior. The divine intent of such a prophecy is to inspire humanity to change our behavior in order to avert the potential negative outcome. If we do not change our behavior and avert the outcome, then the prophecy failed to accomplish its goal and is in fact a failed prophecy. During the past 25 years, miracles have taken place that have exceeded the greatest expectations of heaven. The awakening that has occurred within the mass consciousness of humanity has changed the course of history. there are millions of light workers around the world who have invoked the light of God on behalf of our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity. Through these selfless efforts, people who have not been able to raise their heads above the mud puddle of their painful life experiences enough to see the light for themselves have received a cosmic dispensation of unprecedented divine grace. This dispensation has proven to be God victorious. As a result of the unified efforts of heaven and earth, during the past 25 years, the I Am presence of every recalcitrant person on earth who was in danger of not making the shift to the new earth has now made the conscious decision to do whatever is necessary to clear their karmic liabilities so they can move forward in the light with the rest of humanity and our solar system. This is true whether or not the person's fear-based, fragmented human ego is consciously aware of that fact or not. The choice to move forward in the light by even the most rebellious people is why we are witnessing appalling negativity being pushed to the surface all over the world. This negativity is surfacing at an accelerated pace in order to be healed and transmuted into light. This was the negativity that was originally going to be left behind on the old earth. But now, since everyone has made the choice to move forward in the light, this energy must come to the surface to be transmuted back into its original perfection. As a result of this miracle, the two Earths have become one. This means that every man, woman, and child is going to move forward with the new Earth. No one is going to be left behind. If recalcitrant souls do not clear their karmic liabilities before it is time for them to leave this physical Earth, through their normal life experience, they will be taken to the inner schools of learning associated with the new earth to complete their transmuting process. Once they have completed learning the lessons of oneness and reverence for all life, they will then be able to join the rest of humanity on the new earth. The Company of Heaven said this is the greatest act of divine grace ever rendered to the fallen sons and daughters of God by our Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. Just imagine, every man, woman, and child on this planet has been given the divine grace to move forward into the new earth. So now I would like to share with you a very powerful activity of light that was given to us by the Company of Heaven to help prepare us further in receiving the unparalleled influx of light that we will receive on December 12th, 12, 12, 12, and December 21st and 22nd, the December solstice. This is the process of divine alchemy that will assist our I Am presence to transform the carbon-based structures of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies into crystalline-based solar light cells, which will allow us to receive and assimilate more light than we have ever been able to endure. This is a comprehensive process, so we're going to take our time with it today. Please follow me through this visualization through the full power of your attention. Know that your I Am presence will allow this activity of light to occur in, through, and around your earthly bodies in perfect alignment with your individual divine plan and your highest good. Simultaneously, we are going to serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. And through the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth, this activity of light will likewise take place in, through, and around each person's earthly bodies in perfect alignment with their divine plan and their highest good under the direction of their I Am presence. So now please breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Follow me through this visualization through the full power of your attention. I'm going to be stating it in the first person, but we will experience it individually and collectively through the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth as well. I am co-creating my fifth-dimensional solar light body. These vehicles are crystalline light of God's infinite perfection. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child evolving on this planet. I am one with my Father, Mother, God. I am one with the solar logos from suns beyond suns beyond suns. I am one with the entire company of heaven. And I am one with all of the beings of light associated with the elemental kingdom and the angelic kingdom. I am one with every electron of precious life energy evolving on this planet. And I am one with every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of energy comprising the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity and Mother Earth. I am also one with all of the spaces in between the atomic and subatomic particles and waves of energy on Earth. Through the divine intervention of this collective body of light beings, I now invoke the most intensified frequencies of fifth-dimensional crystalline solar light from the very core of creation, the heart of our Father, Mother, God, that humanity and the earth are capable of receiving at this time. I ask this fifth-dimensional crystalline solar light to accelerate the divine alchemy that is transforming my carbon-based cells into crystalline-based solar light beings of infinite perfection. I also ask that this light accelerate this process within the bodies of every person on Earth. I accept that this is occurring in alignment with each person's divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. Now, on this sacred and holy day, I consecrate my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies to be the open door for the fifth-dimensional crystalline solar light that is transforming the Earth and all her life into the limitless physical perfection of the new Earth. Now, under the direction of our Father, Mother, God, and the fifth-dimensional directors of the elements, these magnificent beings of light take their strategic positions in preparation for this activity of light, involving the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of Earth. Our Father, Mother, God, direct the fifth dimensional directors of the elements to take their positions now. The directors of the air element and the beings of the air take their position at the cardinal point to the north of the planet. The directors of the water element and the beings of the water take their position at the cardinal point to the east of the planet. The directors of the earth element and the beings of the earth take their position at the cardinal point to the south. The directors of the fire element and the beings of the fire take their position at the cardinal point to the west. And the directors of the ether element and the beings of the ethers take their position within the sun of even pressure, which pulsates in the center of the body of beloved Mother Earth. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, and one energy of vibration and consciousness of pure divine love, the directors of the elements sound a cosmic tone, signaling to humanity's body elementals and the divine intelligence within the cells of our bodies that the time has come to reverse the adverse effects of our fall from grace and to reclaim the original divine plan about picturing the perfection that is pulsating within the fifth dimensional crystalline solar light bodies of our I Am presence. With this call, every person's body elemental responds with deep gratitude and an exceptional willingness to at long last heal the maladies that they were forced to create in our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies after our fall from grace eons ago. With elation and abounding joy, humanity's body elementals accept the opportunity of transforming our bodies into the limitless perfection of our fifth-dimensional, crystalline, solar-light bodies. Now that new solar record-keeper crystals have been placed within Earth's crystal grid system, and humanity's pineal glands have been adjusted to safely receive more fifth-dimensional, crystalline, solar light, the directors of the elements invoke the mighty Elohim, the builders of form, and ask these august beings to empower humanity's body elementals with the ability to assimilate and integrate fifth-dimensional crystalline solar light into our earthly bodies at an atomic cellular level. The mighty Elohim respond, and every person's body elemental is initiated into frequencies of the fifth dimension and invested with new skills and abilities that will work in perfect harmony with the divine alchemy that is taking place within each person here and now. This means that our body elementals have graduated into fifth-dimensional elemental beings, which will greatly accelerate our transformation into our crystalline solar-light bodies. My I Am presence and the I Am presence of every person on earth now joins in harmony with our newly invested and empowered fifth dimensional body elementals. What takes place within my earthly body during the following activity of light will also take place within the earthly bodies of all humanity. I am my I Am presence, and in unison with my fifth dimensional body elemental, I am now co-creating fifth dimensional crystalline solar light bodies of infinite physical perfection. I am the immaculate concept, which is the divine blueprint for my fifth dimensional crystalline, etheric, emotional, physical, and mental solar light bodies, now made manifest and eternally sustained by God's amazing grace. Sealed in the embrace of my I Am presence, I quietly contemplate the profound truth that our planetary cause of divine love and our newly birthed renaissance of divine love is setting the tone for each of my fifth dimensional crystalline solar light bodies. These vehicles are now the open door for the crystalline solar light that is co-creating the circumstances for the birth of the new earth and humanity's ascension in the light. And I begin. I perceive my glorious, crystalline, etheric light body. This is the vehicle that is encoded with my full divine potential and my divine plan as a beloved son or daughter of God. My etheric body is associated with the air element, and it is the vehicle that sets the tone or vibration for all of the energy that enters the world through my physical body. Under the law of karma, which was created after the fall, humanity had little chance of experiencing vibrant health, eternal youth, or radiant beauty in our physical bodies. Now, however, my I Am presence and my newly invested fifth dimensional body elemental take command. The law of karma is now superseded by the immaculate concept of my divine plan and the perfection of my crystalline, etheric light body. Within my etheric body, my I Am presence now declares to all obsolete karmic patterns, stand aside, for the I Am presence and the perfection of my crystalline, solar, etheric light body. The karmic patterns of the past are instantaneously transmuted into light by the new solar frequencies of the violet flame. Now, from this moment forth, all energy passing through my physical body from my I Am presence will only pass through the perfection of my crystalline, etheric light body. My Mother God, the Holy Spirit, now baptizes my crystalline, solar, etheric light body with sacred fire. This blessing seals the fifth dimensional solar frequencies of the air element within this vehicle, an assimilating force field my crystalline emotional light body now comes into view. This vehicle is associated with the water element. It is the body through which the love nature of my Father, Mother, God is expressed in the world of form. This is my most powerful vehicle. 80% of my life force is released through my emotional body. My I Am presence and my fifth dimensional body elemental now step forth to take command of this vehicle. As they do, the full divine momentum of my Father, Mother, God's love begins to flow through my heart flame. The love of God expands through my crystalline solar emotional light body and forms a cosmic force field of divine love that encompasses the entire planet Earth. This force field of my Father, Mother, God's love expands the love that is flowing through every person's heart flame, and it opens each person's fifth dimensional crystalline heart chakra to new breaths. This enhances the reality that every man, woman, and child on Earth will indeed succeed in accomplishing his or her goal of ascending into the fifth dimensional realms of light with the new Earth and the rest of our solar system. Love reigns supreme through all creation, and this activity of light is ensuring that our new planetary cause of divine love and our newly birthed renaissance of divine love are becoming a tangible reality for the new Earth. Within this all-encompassing force field of divine love, the very last vestige of my human ego surrenders to my I Am presence. Within the embrace of my I Am presence's love, my ego lets go of its resistance to my divine plan and its desire to block my divine potential as a beloved son or daughter of God. My ego dissolves into the loving embrace of my I Am presence, where it is transformed by the love of my Father, Mother, God. My ego is scientifically, psychologically, physiologically, and spiritually transformed. My I Am presence now inbreathes and absorbs my human ego into the fullness of my true God reality and all aspects of my own divinity. My Mother God now baptizes my most powerful crystalline solar emotional light body with sacred fire. My feeling nature becomes one with the love nature of God. My emotional world is now filled with God's infinite love and all of the various aspects of God's wondrous love from which all emanate. This blessing seals the fifth dimensional frequencies of the water element within this vehicle, and a scintillating force field of infinite perfection is formed. Through my crystalline, emotional, solar light body, I continually express the harmony of my true being. Now, my crystalline, solar, physical light body comes to the fore. My physical body is associated with the earth element. The limitless physical perfection of my I Am presence is reflected in my magnificent crystalline solar light body. My I Am presence and my fifth dimensional body elemental now take command of this vehicle. Every cell, gland, organ, and function of my physical body has been longing for this moment. My crystalline, physical, solar light body is composed of crystalline cells that are absorbing light from the infinite universe and assimilating that light into the atoms and molecules that form each cell of my body. Every crystalline cell in my physical body is also absorbing the cosmic river of crystalline light that is cascading through my I Am presence and every other aspect of my own divinity. I am my I Am presence, inbreathing, absorbing, expanding, and projecting the fullness of this crystalline solar light into my flesh vehicle. Not only is every cell of my body becoming a crystalline cell, each one is now swirling with multicolored, dazzling solar light. This amazing influx of light is generating unexplored levels of limitless physical perfection, vibrant health, radiant beauty, abundance, joy, and bliss. My crystalline physical light body responds to this divine input, which is coming from the various realms of light, forming the patterns of perfection for the new earth. My crystalline, solar, physical light body will never again accept karma dictating the reality of its physical functioning or its physical appearance. The old purpose of the flesh vehicle, which was to be the repository for karmic lessons that were not yet learned, has been transmuted forever. I accept this profound truth, and I agree to abide in my crystalline light bodies while deeply enjoying the divine alchemy into limitless physical perfection that is continually expanding within these vehicles. My Mother God now baptizes my crystalline solar light body with sacred fire. The infinite physical perfection of my I Am presence is permanently secured in the cellular structures of this physical solar light body. This blessing seals the fifth dimensional frequencies of the earth element within this vehicle, an assimilating force field of infinite perfection is formed. Now, my crystalline mental light body reveals itself to me. This vehicle is associated with the fire element. My crystalline solar mental light body is one with the divine mind of God. My I Am presence and my fifth dimensional body elemental now take command of this vehicle, causing it to blaze like a great sun of light, forming a halo around my head. As the halo of light expands through my mental body, it encompasses all of my crystalline solar light bodies, and I am a radiant sun of infinite light. The sacred fire breath of my Father, Mother, God now activate my divine mind. And I clearly receive divine thoughts, ideas, concepts, imagination, and all aspects of divine mind beyond imagination. All of these reflections of divine intelligence and divine mind are now anchoring and reflecting into my outer consciousness. Slowly but surely, I become aware of this process. It begins with a soft, effulgent light filling my mind. It leads me past the imagination of hopes and dreams of a future divinity into the ever-present moment of now, where these patterns of perfection for the new earth exist for me and for the earth and for all life evolving on this planet, right here and right now. All of the layers of human thought, conscious, subconscious, and unconscious mind that were derived from my lower human ego are now slowly dissolving into this light, thus setting up an entirely new divine process for assimilating information as I observe and experience divinity within all life. I now perceive everything as energy, vibration, and consciousness, whether it's something in my daily life or coming to me from dimensions beyond the physical plane. I watch for this in my meditations, and I see it clearly in my awakened life, as I observe the perfection in every particle of life evolving on this sweet earth. I am prepared for my crystalline, solar, mental light body, and I accept it now. My Mother God now baptizes my crystalline, mental light body with sacred fire. The divine mind of God is reflected through my conscious mind and now perpetually reflects through my mental body and is expressed through my thoughts into the world of form. This blessing seals the fifth dimensional frequencies of the fire element within this vehicle, and a scintillating force field of infinite perfection is formed. I am my I Am presence, and I am now abiding on the new earth in my fifth dimensional etheric, emotional, physical, and mental, crystalline, solar-like bodies. Each of my four elemental vehicles is now functioning in its full crystalline solar light body of infinite perfection. As I empower this activity of light day by day through my thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs, the divine alchemy is expanding and expanding within each of my vehicles and the vehicles of all humanity until all life evolving on this sweet earth has God victoriously ascended into the fifth dimensional solar realms of light within the new earth, expressing perfection in the fifth dimension with the rest of our solar system. I accept that this activity of light has been accomplished this sacred and holy day in the realms of cause, and with God victoriously manifest through the earthly bodies of humanity, daily and hourly, with every breath I take. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Now, in deep humility and gratitude, every person's I am presence now affirms, I am all love. O Supreme Presence of God within all life, into your eternal heart of love do I immerse myself and all life on this sweet earth. I consciously surrender my vehicles to be merged with the love nature of your being until I am a pure focus of love, a living jewel in your crown of adoration. The path I walk in life leads only to love. My physical body, filled with love, becomes shining and invincible. My etheric vehicle, radiating love, transmutes the past. Love in my mind ensures the expression of your divine thoughts. Love in my feelings reaffirms that God is the only power acting. As I am thinking, feeling, and remembering only love, I know that my I am presence is working through me, radiating forth the perfection of my omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I am, all that is, radiating forth to humanity and all life, which I have promised to love free. In this awakened consciousness of divine love, my spirit becomes Holy Spirit, and I am the love of God reaching out to claim this earth. In love, I magnetize all of God's blessings to me. And in love, I radiate these blessings forth to all life on this planet. I am the spirit of love, permeating form, until all life is drawn back into the indivisible whole. I feel the pulse beat of all love in all life, and the continuity of all love in all of the experiences I have ever known. It is all love. I was born out of love. I am evolving through love, and I am now ascending back into love. I am all love, and I am grateful. And so it is. Beloved, I am. I am a force field of transfiguring divine love. The love of God is now thriving on earth through me. This love is expanding through my I Am presence into the I Am presence of every person on the planet. A blazing sun of transfiguring divine love is now pulsating through my heart and is enveloping the earth and every frequency of energy, vibration, and consciousness. In every frequency of God's divine love. The dedicated light workers who are serving humanity and the earth through this activity of light are selflessly paving the way for the birth of the new earth and the patterns of perfection for our planetary cause of divine love and our newly birthed renaissance of divine love. Through this activity of light, the I Am presence of every person on earth permanently sets this sweet earth on a path of divine love that will God victoriously accomplish the birth of the new earth. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. I now gently return my attention to the room, and I allow these energies to resonate in my heart flame, as these patterns of perfection are assimilated into the heart and mind of every precious person evolving on this planet. I now know that love is all there is, and I am that love. Precious heart, thank you for the light you are adding the world and for joining with us today. We at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose have dedicated our lives to making this information from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth available to everyone who is interested. So we offer free seminars throughout the United States of America and freely share this information on a global scale through our website and our weekly online radio program and our free monthly email newsletter that you can sign up for on our website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. We've also documented this information from on high in our books and CDs, DVDs. You can obtain those on our website as well. The archives for our radio show, archives for our monthly newsletter, free webinars, our YouTube and Facebook productions are all posted on our website. So go to our website and join with us in this magnificent opportunity to add to the light of the world. Precious Heart, my name is Patricia Cota Robles. Thank you for being with us, and thank you for the light you are adding to the world. Stay focused on the light during this monumental moment, and join with us again next week. You've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.